With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump tapping one of his economic advisors to serve in a temporary role on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president selected Stephen Miron, the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers. He will fill the final months of a vacancy on the Fed's Board of Governors. Miron has been a major defender of Donald Trump's income tax cuts and tariff hikes. He also has played down the risk of the tariffs generating higher inflation, a major source of concern for Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president summoning reporters to the Oval Office to present charts that he says shows the economy is solid. Stephen Moore, a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joined the president to discuss the economy. A former TV Superman wants to be sworn in as an honorary ICE officer. Here's Ken Lorman with that story.
Dean Cain, who played the superhero on a 1990s television show, wants to join the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. In an interview with Fox News, Cain said he's already spoken to the agency, which is responsible for enforcing immigration laws to preserve national security and public safety. Cain also posted a video encouraging others to join the agency. The 59-year-old has been outspoken in his conservative viewpoint points and has endorsed Mr. Trump in three elections. Ken Lorman reporting.
White House announcing an increased federal law enforcement presence in Washington for at least the next week to help combat crime. This follows the president's suggestion that his administration could take over the running of the city. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says federal personnel from several police forces would be visible on the streets for several days. This is SRN News. A major fight is brewing over a United Nations treaty.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child does not mention abortion, but the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child thinks that it should. The committee is trying to add language to the treaty that would require signatories to agree to make sure that underage girls can get an abortion. That would be a non-starter for many countries with pro-life laws and might undermine the treaty entirely. Representatives of Argentina have already said no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. Mr. Trump also praising Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president says the United States, quote, will not let men steal trophies from women in the Olympic Games. This is SRN News. A federal report finds where most Americans get half of their calories. Here's John Scott.
The top sources include burgers and sandwiches, sweet baked goods, savory snacks, pizza, and sweetened drinks. Ultra-processed foods have been linked to chronic health problems. One surprising finding, consumptions of ultra-processed foods appeared to dip slightly over the past decade, which may be due to greater awareness of the food's potential harms. John Scott reporting.
New York Mets will honor the 60th anniversary of the Fab Four's performance at Shea Stadium, and they host Seattle August 15th for the Beatles Night at Citi Field. 1965 concert marked the first major stadium performance by the Beatles. A number of celebrations and giveaways will highlight the evening. And by the way, there is no word if Paul and Ringo might actually show up. More details at srnnews.com.